girls and put them on my wall. Hack the heads off little girls and put them on my wall.
Welcome to Sepia RVP Radio.
And welcome, everybody, to Sepia RVP Radio. I'm your host of the Undead, Eric Dion. And with me, for all you necrophilias out there, I have the two lovely zombie queens, Jess and Amy.
What up, everybody?
Hello, hello.
Whoa, I got a kitty cat crawling on me. I hope everybody's doing great out there tonight, because we've got a kick butt show for y'all. Yep,
I have no idea.
Alright, I don't know where the music was coming from. So, hey, All right, so we have a fantastic show for you tonight, and all I can say is we have the great pleasure of having with us tonight Char and Virginia with PJNC, Pagans of Jacksonville, North Carolina, which is where we're located out of. And it's always good to be able to get people from the local community to come onto the show and make other people out there on Parex and PTN aware of what's going on. So, first off, before we get started, I do want to throw out some websites because I don't know who's listening where. If you're on the Parex network, you can go to your of course at www.para-x.com. If you go to live chat, you can go into the live chat there. Chat with us, send us private chat questions if you have any questions for our guest or us tonight. Also, if you want to see the live video, since we are dressed as zombies tonight, then you can go ahead and go to www.paranormaltvnetwork.com, the main channel, channel one. So you can view the video from there for the live broadcast also. Also, we will have our call-in number open up tonight. I'll put that into the chat room. That's 910-338-1062. You can call in with questions if you'd like. Once again, like I said, or you can private chat us on either of those networks. And that's about all the basic information that I can hand out or think of at the moment. Do you girls have anything to say?
You did a good job, Eric.
You did
good,
a good job.
All right.
I tried. So, now you're not supposed to see us, Josh.
Oh, camera all of a sudden went wonky. I don't know what's going on. It got all grainy.
You know what? I can,
I don't know.
We're going to
fix it.
Maybe we can't.
Let's try that.
Look, we look more like zombies now. Now I went back. What the frick?
Yeah, you know what? It's the way it goes.
Whatever.
It's the zombie cam.
Pink hats. Yes. It kind of looks pink because of the lighting.
See, I can even take the hat off. I can be even a different type of zombie. So
ball-headed zombie. Rah.
All right. So, well, without further ado, I guess we can jump right on the train and or the helicopter.
That's, sound effect, yes.
Or the helicopter that's flying around outside. So either way, and let's go ahead and introduce our guest for the night.
Don't do it, Eric.
You did it to us last time.
All right. Our guest with us is Char in Virginia with PJNC. Are you ladies there?
Yes, we're here. I'm here.
All right, they're both here. Fantastic. Well, who would like to go first in introducing themselves to our thousands upon thousands of listeners out there?
Well, I guess I could go first. My name is Virginia Wallen, and I've been practicing paganism for going on the last 7 years. And I'm very eclectic and open-minded, and I pretty much love all religions. And I was open to people of all different types and always willing to grow.
Alrighty then.
Alright.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, that means you're up next, Char.
Okay.
He loves
I'm Charmaine Graves. I've been practicing Wicca for about studying Wicca for about 8 years, but only practicing solidly for about four, primarily Celtic and fairy magic. But right now I'm doing some Hinduism studies right now. But I was brought up pretty open religion family. Whatever we wanted to do, we could do. My mom was kind of a hippie.
Right on.
It still is kind of a hippie.
Ow.
So, all right. Well, let's see. I'll go first with the first question, and then we can move this way, so nobody's put on the spot.
Oh, shazam.
All right. Well, first off, you guys are part of and basically maintain, organize, and keep together PJNC. I guess I don't know who to ask the question to, so whoever would like to answer it. But would you like to explain what PJNC is and what people can expect from it or can expect from it?
Well, PJNC means Pagans of Jacksonville, North Carolina, and it's an eclectic group, and we pretty much get together to celebrate the turning of the wheel and all of the seasons and the god and goddess and all their glory. And we're not a coven. We open them to all faiths. We've had some Hindus. We've had some voodoo practitioners pass through our houses. And we are always welcome. And we always like to go to activities. And we like to go on trips to stores and events. And we're just pretty much a centralized hangout place where pagans can get together to learn from each other and grow.
Awesome. Fantastic.
She pretty much said it in a nutshell.
Which is honestly very rare to have down in this area, too. Like, I just recently moved down here, you know, this past year, and I am Wiccan. And upstate, you know, I'm from Michigan. There are many different places to go and outlet to meet up with other fellow pagans and Wiccans. And I've noticed that down here it seems to be more of kind of like an underground thing. And that's kind of a shame. So what you guys are doing is awesome. And I still yet have to come over and meet you guys. But that's because we...
I don't know, with you.
Busy schedules.
Sorry.
It's okay. But you guys supplied me with an awesome cat, so...
I hope it was the boy that I... Or the girl that I said it was, because the one, the Virginian, that was a boy. Or was a girl, and not a boy.
Yeah, she's a...
We got the girl.
She's a girl. Yeah, she's a girl.
We got her on the camera right now, too.
So, now before I go any further, or we go any further with this, I forgot to mention to the Pararex chat room and the PTN network, also later on during the show, we are giving away two tickets to the Paranormal Investigators Conference up in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is this November, which will be featuring Steve and Tango from Ghost Hunters, Keith Age, ourself will be there, we'll be there speaking. Along with a lot of the Pararex hosts and many other people. So we will be giving away two of the weekend passes for the entire weekend throughout the show tonight. How we're going to do it yet?
We don't know.
We never know. You know, whenever we give away stuff on the show, we never know how we're going to do it until it happens.
We don't even know our what we're going to say.
Yeah, half the time. You know, I guess piss poor planning, but hey, it runs and goes well. So
that's why it's the show.
That's why we're on late night. Because if we're on during the regular day, oh my goodness. And thank God the internet's not FCC'd. All right. So, fantastic stuff. So, once again, private chat us or any questions that you may have for Virginia or Char or ourselves. And also, if you want to call in, the number is 910-338-1062. So we will be taking call-ins tonight, and I can be on anything. Also, just a reminder, later on in the second hour towards the end, we will have Eric Schultes on with us with the paranormal news, curses, hexes, and sports updates.
Yes,
and we'll be discussing the movie Paranormal Activity that came out. So we'll go more into that later on.
And also, just to let everyone know out there, if you are a Pararex host or co-host or any affiliated with the Pararex family, you cannot win those tickets with PIC. Just wanted to let you guys know that. All right.
Just in the rules.
Yeah, that's if you're a host or a co-host.
Right.
So other than that, it's all free game.
Yes.
So, but your kids can win them.
Don't give them
hints. So, just so you know, you just can't win, but your kids can win them. So, or other family members. So, you didn't pay me anything, Rusty. I've been waiting for a package from Rusty from Australia for like 3 months now.
Where's my blow up kangaroo?
So, fantastic.
I've been lonely.
All right. Well, I guess moving on. To Jess, if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah.
Amy
went to skip out next. Uh-huh.
She's got to take her teeth out.
Anyway, all right. So being here in the Bible Belt, because we all know how the Bible Belt runs, and that there is basically... Hold on.
She has to take her teeth out.
There's basically one religion in the Bible Belt, and that is Christianity. And it's nothing against Christianity. I'm not... dogging it or saying anything bad about it. I have nothing against it. It's just that there's a church on every street corner. And so how do you guys deal with it? Because I know you guys do the group and you have like the website and stuff like that where you advertise it. How do you deal with it? Do you ever come across anything where you have to deal with people bad-mouthing your group or people putting you down because of they don't believe it's fair, or because they're being closed-minded in their own sense. Do you guys have to deal with that? And if you do, how do you guys handle it?
Good question.
Actually, we really haven't had a lot of issues. Like we'd have stuff in my backyard. We have stuff at Virginia's house, but that's in the back of her woods, in her woods. But we really don't have a whole lot of people to bother us.
Well, that's
we had one person just enter a website just to, you know, give us the word of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't last too long, but...
I remember that. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
But I believe it's because of all the different people around this specific area, because of the military, all these people coming and going...
Yeah,
there's a little more open-mindedness generally, and that gives us a little more flexibility in terms of being able to go out without receiving, you know, as much criticism openly, at least.
That's good. That's awesome to hear that doesn't happen, and that you guys don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, because we sure in the heck do. I do.
just with the paranormal group. Like, we've had people in the paranormal group... or because of our paranormal group, come up and be like, you know, you guys are doing the wrong thing. You need to reach out to God. What are you, devil worshippers?
Yeah.
Just crazy stuff. And you're like...
I've been called the devil already, like, once down here, because I have my pentagram tattooed on me. And, oh, yeah, we were at the Golden Corral, and little old man Magoo was like, "You're the devil." And I was like, "Yeah, right. Want to shake my hand?"
I'm a triple goddess on the back of my upper neck, and I was eating with my son and my husband at the Chinese place down there by Roses.
Uh-huh.
And I had a sweater that you could see the tattoo on my back, and some guy refused to eat because there was a witch in the building.
Ugh, you know, that's ridiculous, because if they even knew what that really meant, slap them in the hips. That's the unfortunate about some of this, you know, I don't know. I have a lot of friends.
The stigma.
It is. There's a stigma that comes with saying that you're Wiccan or, you know, pagan or any of that, and it really is, it's kind of silly, because if they check their history...
Yeah,
you know,
that's where knowledge and power come in.
Right. Yep.
Very true.
Because the Christians actually once used the pentagram as a sign to ward off evil spirits before the burning time. So, you know, just researching history, you can go over and say, hey, you know, it's not all been once devil worshipping. I mean, even in the Bible, Jesus told the people that he was not a ghost. He didn't say ghosts don't exist. He said that he was not a ghost, because ghosts can't eat. So, I mean, like I said, just knowing about other religions actually helps you connect with them and make them understand from their own perspective.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Eric, you said you
good stuff. Yes, yeah, so of course I have a question.
Question away, question man.
I am the zombie king tonight.
Well, you go zombie king.
All right. So, with it being Pagans of Jacksonville, North Carolina, that's not limited to just one faith or practice. Could you guys go in and explain, like, some of the different practices of some of the people that you have currently within the group or have had, and it kind of explains to people in general, I guess, how using the word pagan, how it is a broad range of different practices. Start rolling a dice to see who's going to answer this.
A lot of us, I was waiting to figure out who was going to go first.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, paganism is kind of a broad term like Christianity, so there's different denominations. And Wicca, of course, is one of them. Kind of like baptism. Baptist is a Christian one. We have had voodoo practitioners before, a Buddhist. People interested in Hinduism, of course, other ones like Hellenistic, the Greek gods, Asatru, which is the Nordic. There's also Nordic Wicca. We've actually met people of all those different faiths. And actually have had them in the group before, too.
Wow.
Awesome.
And in terms of actual celebrations, since, you know, no matter what religion you are, you have holidays.
Yes.
And any member can go over and say, hey, I have a special day coming on. It's sacred to me. I want to lead a holiday. They're more than welcome to go ahead and lead a holiday. Whenever me and Charmaine do our Sabbath for the actual, well, you know, our pagan cross quarters, after we're finished with the actual celebration, we actually open up the floor. And one time we had one of our people do a voodoo blessing upon everybody. And I said, we're open to any practice as long as there is, you know, no harmful intent. Do what you want, pretty much.
Awesome.
Oh, Lordy. Wait, I got to give a quick shout-out.
Give a shout-out.
One of my really, really good friends from Michigan is in the chat room on Para X listening, and I just wanted to say I love you, Casey, and thank you for stopping in. And, kick butt. I got more Michigan friends listening.
And let's go ahead and give a shout-out to Mel with Lightstream. Hello, Mel. And yes, Mel's the one. Yes, we are giving tickets away. Mel is the one who's in charge of putting on the Paranormal Investigators Conference this November in Charlotte. The website for that is www.ls-pic.org. So you can go there and check it out. Look at all the guest speakers, including us. We are speaking at the conference this year. And, like I said, we're giving away 2 weekend passes. So,
woohoo! And you get to come party with us.
Yeah, get to come party with us. And
Steven Tango.
Steve Tango, Keith H., Patrick Burns, Marley Gibson, Mama Lisa, and Nate with Bear X.
Tom and Dave. Brian
and Ghostology. I could go on and on. I think there's like 18 Bear X hosts going to this event this year. Plus all the other big names like Steve and Tango, they're heading up investigations. And it's going to be a fantastic time. And also, if you guys are out there and want to get your ticket, get them quick because they're going fast.
Get your tickets on.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And if you could not guess my heritage, so.
I thought I was Canadian, eh?
Eh?
What's that in a boot?
The date of the conference is November 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yes, it is. Look.
So that will be a fantastic time. And so let's see. What else? Oh, well, let's talk about. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
No.
You go ahead.
No.
Eric.
No, Dave Donger's not going to be there.
No, Rusty. Dave Donger's not going to be there, Rusty.
I just wanted to ask, what would a typical meeting consist of with you guys? We'll pick. Yep. Roll the dice. Number one goes first.
I didn't quite hear the question. Can you repeat?
What would a typical meeting consist of with you guys? Like, how do you guys go about with your meetings? Like, if I were to come over...
Well, they're not very formal.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like, last week, or the last weekend, I didn't work, anyway. Everybody got together and started on their masks for the sewing ritual. We're doing masks. We're doing paper mache masks.
Yeah, I heard that it's going to be at a very familiar place, like, in our backyard this year.
They're doing two of them.
Oh!
Well, the other one, and that's the one I'm not going to be able to make it for because I work Halloween weekend. But the following weekend, we are going to have one at Virginia's, too.
Hey, twice the
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome.
You know, it's better than once a Halloween ritual, too. So, great.
And one will be on the exact 31st, and one will be on what we call a cross-quarter day, which is halfway between a equinox and a solstice. So that's exactly half point, which is a quarter cross day, which is actually where the other four holidays actually, according to the sun, land on.
Ah.
And that'll be November 7th.
All right. Cool deal. Oh, sorry. Eric can't type in.
No, I can't type and speak, but it's not my turn.
I thought it was.
Well, we get together and we watch movies. Sometimes we watch, like, a pagan-themed movie. The last one we watched was Mist of Avalon. Sometimes we get together in Virginia, we'll teach a class, or we'll do a meditation. It really depends on what we have on our agenda for that night, what we do.
Okay, cool deal.
And there's a lot of informal chatter and coffee and socialization as well, because, you know, part of being this group is to, you know, get to know each other, know your people in the pagan community, and to learn from one another. So it's always welcome to just hang out and talk.
That is true. And I've been there to a couple of meetings, and I've always had a great time. And I remember the first time I came, I was intimidated as hell, to say the least. And, you know, I guess it was unfamiliar territory for me. But I have to say that when I did show up and I met you, Char, and you, Virginia, that you guys were really, really open-armed towards me, and very, very made me feel very welcome. And for anybody out there that's listening in the Jacksonville, Onslow County area, if you are interested in this stuff, look them up. We'll go ahead and get their information to contact them out here, their website and stuff. But don't feel intimidated or anything. Everybody I've met there is a great person. And it has been fantastic.
I'm about to attack our cat right now.
Do you want to go ahead and give your website out, or how to get a hold of you?
Virginia, do you know exactly off your head how to go to Yahoo? It's on Yahoo Groups.
It's at groups.yahoo.com/pjnc.
Yahoo.com/pjnc.
Yes, I just search Yahoo Groups PJNC. We also have a MySpace. And it is MySpaceGroups.com/PJNC.
All right. And I put those out there in the chat room, or at least...
I think you got to go on Yahoo Groups, though, for the PJNC Yahoo group.
All right.
I can actually bring it up. I'm watching your chat right now.
All right. Yeah, just and post away.
Let me just put the new window, and I'll find the exact URL. Give me just a second.
All right.
Because I have it under my favorites anyway. So.
Well, while we're doing that, what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to take a short break. That way everybody can wet their palates. If you're watching the video, we'll probably play some crazy music or something. If you're listening to Parax, whatever Frank cues up will be fantastic. But I actually do have a song that was requested earlier tonight for the Paranormal Television Network, so I'll make sure I get that out there and play that. So.
Oh, great. I wonder what the heck this is going to be.
So, all right. Well, we'll be back after the break, everybody, and hang tight with us. We have Char in Virginia with PJNC, Pagans of Jacksonville, North Carolina, our one and only hometown. Woohoo! And Casey says, Amy, your hair is awesome.
I love
you. You're a hot dead body girl. Smooch. Fantastic. All right. We'll be back after the break, everybody.
Ain't no fantasy, boy. This ain't no my love.
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Alright, hopefully we fixed the lighting now for you guys on the web show, so you can see it's a little bit better, hopefully. And welcome back to Sepia RVP!
That's right, I was too busy running, groaning. So, alright. let's see,
So we're here with the Pagans of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Did I say it right? I can't freaking...
You need brains.
I need brains.
All right. So, fantastic stuff. Let's see. I guess the next question is going to be, you know, you're talking about cross quarters and different quarters and stuff. And, you know, we try to inform all our listeners out to everything that's going on, but... Would one of you like to, and where's my dice? You know, we'll go with Virginia. Would you like to explain what the cross quarters are and what they mean?
Certainly. It's basically a lot of pagan holidays are based upon the new position of the sun and it changes with each season. And there are major times in the year when the sun is at a certain position. There are the solstices, which is the summer and winter one, where the summer ones where the sun is at the longest day of the year, sun's at the highest point. And the winter one, which is in December, is whenever it's the shortest day of the year and the sun's at its lowest point. And then there are the two equinoxes, which are when the days and nights are exactly the same. And then you have all of the solstices in between, in which there are all of the cross-quarter days, and which, when we refer to Samhain, it is one of the cross-quarters, the one before the darkest time of the year, which is also why there's a lot of reference to the thinning of the veil and the spirit coming through.
Cool.
Nice. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to catch up with the chat room here. And it's like, back and forth, don't want to miss anything. I'm like, I know I missed a question, and that's the... All right, well, whoever sent the question, go ahead and send it back. And I'll,
because we lost it.
Because this zombie was too busy playing around.
ADD.
And ADD and everything, you know. And we'll go with it from there.
So we're about to give away our first ticket for the Paranormal Investigators Convention. My gosh, English, good. Amy.
Zombie talk.
In Charlotte, North Carolina for November 6th. It'll be the first ticket. So when you hear the horn go off, we want caller 3 to call in. All right.
Oh my God.
And you guys get a pen and paper now.
And some earplugs.
So you can write the phone number down and we'll put it in the chat room.
Do it, Derek.
It's 910-338-1062. All right. So remember, when you hear the horn, call in. You got to be the third caller. Caller 3.
All right.
And this is the horn.
And that's the horn. It's an air horn.
Loud.
It's an air horn. So, yeah. And I'm putting the number up in the chat room.
Good night, Casey.
And everything. Let's see. Caller 3. Here. The horn. I almost...
Oh, my God.
All right, be caller number 3 right now, and you will win the first ticket that we are giving away.
I about fell off my chair. That was bad.
All right, and let's see, here's caller.
Caller number one.
My ears ringing. Oh, my God. What was that, Sonny?
That's ow!
Speak up, Sonny!
Caller number 2!
I can't quit laughing.
That was bad. Bad.
Come on! I don't need to blow this horn again.
No more horns.
No.
All right.
You're caller number three. All right, caller number three. Are you on the air?
Yeah.
And who are we talking to?
You're talking to Josh Clark, Clark Paranormal.
All right, hey, congratulations, Josh.
We'll give you a big zombie shout-out here.
Maybe the voice stop.
All right, fantastic, Josh. So, well, your caller, the caller number three, the winner of the first Paranormal Investigators Conference tickets that we have to give away for Charlotte, North Carolina this November, with an all-star cast of Parex host, Stephen Tango from Ghost Hunters, Keith Age,
us.
Patrick Burns, us, and many, many others. If you go to www.ls-pic.org and look at the list of guest speakers there, you'll see an amazing lineup of people. So make sure you go and check that out. What we'll have you do, I know you're in the PTN chat room, so go ahead and shoot me a private message with your address and name. That way I can get that over to Mel for, just shoot me your email address, actually. And what we'll do is I'll forward that over to Mel, who is running the Paranormal Investigators Conference, and have him get a hold of you, whether he'll put your name on a list there, or if he's going to mail you an actual hard copy ticket, or how he's going to do that. But that way you'll have it all lined up and ready to go. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Where are you
Thanks
from?
Thanks for playing Monster Mash.
Not a problem.
Where are you from, Josh?
Upstate New York.
Oh,
awesome.
So you're gonna
oh, fantastic.
Traveling for that. Well, it's
going
to
party with us.
Yeah.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
do you have any questions for us or for our guests, Virginia and Char, that are with PJNC?
Here it goes again, putting you on the spot.
Not right now.
All right. Well, if you do, make sure you private chat or call us back. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Got it.
Shoot us a private message with your email address and stuff, and I'll get that taken care of for you. And thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the ticket.
Congratulations again.
Congratulations.
And we'll see you there.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Later.
All right, I promise for the next giveaway, I won't deafen everybody. But we've been waiting for, like, 2 weeks to do that. So, sorry, guests, for blowing your guys' ears out. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What?
Can you hear? you know, sometimes we got to make it a little interesting on our show and keep everybody on their toes, you know, wake them up.
Yeah, exactly. Jess even
said, "I was fine, I'm awake."
It's funny because actually, I got two quick things to bring up. One is earlier tonight, after doing makeup, I came in, I sat down right next to Amy,
yeah.
Reached across the desk and grabbed something. And when I did that, she knew I was there, and she looked at me, and I scared the bejesus out of her.
You know, I'm on edge.
But you should ask Amy to share her experience from Saturday night when she went to the movies when she came home.
Oh, my.
And the scare that she had.
I don't think they really want to hear
about this. Oh, yeah, they do.
No.
Oh, everybody wants to
Char,
hear about this.
Char, do you want to hear about this?
Sure, why not?
Oh.
Dang it. Well, I went this weekend. I went out on freaking whatever night that was.
Saturday
night. And I went and seen Zombieland, which is an awesome movie. Hilarious. And after the movie, the person I was with decided, like, just like that, that he needed to teach me how to drive a stick shift, which I've never done. And I have severe anxiety over learning it. And, you know, first of all, like, I, like, ended up having a horrible panic attack over it. And in the process of it, like, I was trying to drive the car down Highway 172 and to go turn around, and the car, like, stalled out to where cars from both sides were coming towards me. And I freaked out, and I, like, jumped out of the car, and the person jumped in it and, like, freaking tried to take control, and in the midst of trying to calm me down and, like, straighten the car out, we somehow freaking fell into a ditch and got stuck in a brand new Mustang. So we had to have, like...
a Mustang!
Oh, yeah. Brand new Mustang, too. Which was kind of cool that I was learning how to drive a stick in that, but anyways, so after, like, a half an hour of trying to get, like, there was, like, 10 freaking cars pulled over trying to help us, too. And I'm, like, freaking out, thinking the cops are going to come and all this, and we finally get it out. We come home, and we're pulling up down through our driveway. Now, one of you guys, they've came to the house, right?
Virginia has. Char hasn't.
So, you know, our driveway's, like, super long and kind of creepy looking. And yeah. Eric's got the car parked, and I get out of the car, and I say bye, and I'm, like, already, like, just get me in the house. Well... Eric was hiding in the freaking van and jumped out and scared me. And, I mean, it's been a long time.
Like, it was a scare heard around the world.
I started crying. I was shaking.
She jumped, like, 5 feet back, grabbed the fence, and ran just bawled.
Ran in front of the car
and just started bawling.
You don't do that to somebody. Like, it was like this twig snapped in my head. You could hear it just go... And I was just like, ah! And even, like, woke her daughter up, their daughter up, and there she was, like, afraid to come out of the room and stuff.
She didn't know what happened.
She thought I got murdered.
And Jess was inside laughing. She was like, I didn't even have to see it. That was a funny.
Yeah, that was not cool. That was not cool. I was not happy with that situation.
Yeah, it was, So, yeah.
And Eric just, it tickled both of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, little did they know I'm, like, having a freaking panic attack and need drugs and I'm about to die. My chest feels like it's going to explode, but...
This was even better. The person she went to the movies with, you know, typical guy, you think he'd... You know, he'd come to the rescue or something.
He ran away.
He took off running the other direction.
So, he's like, I'm getting out of here.
He just, all you saw was him backstepping all tail. It was great. So I got 2-for-1 on that one.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. And then, like, Jess and I went out last night for a little bit to see Paranormal Activity. And I swear to God, I thought he was waiting behind the shed with the chainsaw.
Yeah, we went out looking. We had to go search the yard before we went inside.
I was, like, scared to death. I was, like, seriously, I'm like, Kaka, Eric, are you out here? You better get out from behind the shed with the chainsaw. And he was in the house, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was up in the house chilling.
Thanks.
I was like, but they're paranoid, so that
was great.
Thanks
for the heart attack, Eric.
All right, well.
Hope you guys all enjoyed that out there in the paranormal world. Good thing you didn't have a video.
I know, I wish I had it on video, because that would have been, yeah, fantastic stuff. Oh, so... Who has the next question?
Your turn. You just made me tell my 10-minute story.
It's
so.
My turn. All right.
It's always your turn.
It's always my turn.
You're the host.
Oh, my goodness. Going to pull that on me. All right. Fantastic. Well. Dun, dun, dun.
Where's the cricket sound?
No, we're not even talking about crickets. The last time somebody sent me a link and played that cricket sound on there and scared
me. Jaster.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're not doing the cricket thing.
Well, we can talk about, like, what's going to happen here. I've never been to a ceremony, so... Could you kind of explain what takes place at a ceremony and what we're going to be looking forward to in next week? Or whenever the heck it is. On Halloween night, right?
Halloween
night,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of that show. Like, what exactly takes place within the ceremony?
Well, what we do is we, in a sense, create a pagan circle, which is you clear a space out. We clean out all the energy that is in that area. And we create a center own realm. We invite
elements of our choosing in, and to create like a, I guess you can almost say a magic energy-wise, a sanitary environment. And over there, I'll start giving the background history on the tradition of Samhain on Halloween. And what we also do, will be opening up what we call the West Gate. And in our truth, our belief, we believe that the dead go where the sun dies, they go in the west. And so we open up the West Gate and we invite our dead relatives and friends to join us. And we can light a few candles in remembrance of those who have passed on. And we will pretty much remember those and see if any of them decide to show their presence. Sometimes they do. And then we'll have what we call a great rite. It's a symbolism of the god and goddess, how their relationship is throughout our time of year. And when it's pretty much a breaking of bread and a blessing of, we'll have a wine out there. And if we get enough people out, and if people actually have any drums, and they bring drums, we can actually have a little drumming circle, which is always fun to do for anybody, no matter who you are. And after that is pretty much a saying farewell to all the spirits that joined us, and having a party afterwards.
Woo-hoo. Cool deal.
I wonder if by doing this, this might help the land out, because we've got a lot of pretty much residual negative energy that remains on this property. And we were told by giving it an offering or offering it something, you know, like food or whatever, that it might possibly help.
Uh-huh.
Is that...
You could do a cleansing.
What was that?
You could do a cleansing, too.
Well, we tried...
We tried
on the house, but we didn't do the land. So maybe we can, I don't know, like, we've got so much land, though. Walk through the whole freaking acres with the, you know, like, okay, well, there. How do you go about doing cleansings? Do you guys do that?
Well, there's an exercise that I do every night for my, around the perimeter of my property. All you got to do is do this in your head. If you can visualize the perimeter of your property, you can put up protective and, you know, send out good vibes to those to your area and completely cover your property in like a certain color or something like that, to put up like a protection, like sphere all around your whole area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried that. And it just doesn't work.
Now for the actual history of Halloween, what some people do is that the actual carving of the jack-o'-lantern was used to scare off evil spirits.
Yeah.
They would take gourds or squash or, you know, the nice-sized pumpkins, and they would carve scary faces into them, and they'd carve a head for each person, a member of the family. So the spirits will think there's a scary face looking at them, and it'll prevent them from going over there. And there's also...
That's also I think the costumes, too.
You can just, like, keep pumpkins out all over the house all year round and just walk around in costumes and scare them off.
You know, if it's bad enough, the neighbors probably think...
Right!
It's bad enough after yesterday, you know, the neighbors
Now,
you talk about some stories.
Eric crashed the hearse.
Yeah. I had the hearse, and it's been parked in the yard for since the last photo shoot a couple months ago. And I didn't think anything of it, and, you know, I started up and put it in gear, and I go flying up the yard and making this turn to park it up next to the fence, and I go to start slowing down, and my brakes are completely out.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, and I start panicking, and I'm just like one of those things off of TV, I'm slamming on the brakes, I'm pressing up and down, I'm panicking, I start screaming and yelling, I'm like, ah!
Next thing I have three options.
I can either, one, go to the right and go through my neighbor's fence up into their yard and over their electric fence and everything towards their horses. I can go to the left into a light pole that's in our backyard. Or I can go straight on through our fence into our field. Well, I
just... How about the emergency brake?
I don't think you had time to think about it.
It was actually out, too. I pushed it and it just went straight down to the floor. Nothing happened. I was like, so I don't know what happened with the brakes. I just don't know. I don't know if somebody cut my line somewhere or what. But so I chose the third option of going through our fence into our field.
Freaking out, screaming, and crashing into the fence.
So, yeah.
I wish I was here to see it.
Yeah, so that was it. And of course, the neighbors, like, they're in a rush to go pick up her husband, who's been deployed. And they just look like, oh, my God. And then the other neighbor's kids are outside, and they're like, did you see that? Did you see that? Oh, my God. I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, I jump out of the car, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
The neighbors must think we're just something else, man.
Yeah, they're great people. They love us. They've asked about the show. They've asked about the group. They've even gone to the websites and stuff. And
we've done two.
And they've seen us do the photo shoots out there. And they're like, hey, you guys look like you're having a good time out there. You know? So it was interesting, but yeah, never a dull
moment. Tromping around in the mud and heels. Oh, that's fun.
So, okay, I got two questions from the chat room for you. We'll go with the first one from the Para-X chat room from Stealing Cat. She wants to know, how about pouring salt around the home after a cleansing? Do you guys find that effective?
It can be, but it's what you put in with it. You got to combine things together to put things in it. You got to have your will in just the right place to, along with the salt, which is cleansing. It's just, you got to have everything right and your mind in a certain set in order for something like that to actually work.
Yeah, I agree.
Fantastic.
Full intent and 100% belief of what you're doing is going to work. I think when we did ours was Reiki charged, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was charged with Reiki energy.
And we put salt all over this silly house.
I'm still finding salt in the house.
Corners, windows, doorways, everything.
And I actually, the last time I was over at your house, Virginia, we were doing the house cleansing there. And I took basically the same concept that you had done with all of us that were there. With the different elements and everything, and then how you and Char had did the symbols on each of the windows and worked around the house a certain direction and everything, and it seemed like it came pretty useful. And it was, I think the problem that we ran into was just with some other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So
there wasn't 100%. Full intent behind an individual that was with us, so I think that's what
was our downfall.
Yeah.
But I do have another question now. This is from the PTN chat room from Smashley, aka Ashley from Pennsylvania. She wants to know, what do you think about sage?
Sage is very, very cleansing. Of course, we use that in the house cleansing. We also use that to smudge participants before we start our ritual.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sage is the best element for an air cleansing. Just as salt is the best use for ground cleansing. As you remember, whenever we did my house, I used both. That was sage that was burning, and we used salt and water and a candle. So yes, those all work, but nothing works unless you have the right mindset, because all those materials, they are just boosters for your own personal will. Without the will, the materials are just salt and just sage. You have to have the will behind it in order to use it correctly.
All right.
Now
we have another question from the PTN chat room from Jaster. He says he has quite a few friends who describe themselves as Wiccan or pagan. He says, but I'm interested. If I were to join one of these pagan meetings, would there be a sort of reverse bias for the fact that I'm non-religious?
not our pagan crew, but I mean, we're not like every pagan group out there either.
That
I mean, we've had people who are curious Christians come check us out.
Well, there you go, Jaster.
Right. Hopefully that answers your question. I mean, in all honest.
There's only one prerequisite you have to have in order to be in our group, and that's an open mind.
That is true.
Right. Yep.
I have found that out.
And you can be Christian and come to our group, as long as you respect others' beliefs.
Right. Not go in there and, like, bash on them or go there just to start some crap.
Yeah.
You'll be kicked out of your boot.
So, all right. Let's see. Looking over the chat room, make sure I'm not missing anything. Go ahead, Amy.
No, he was just saying he's not trying to be negative, but there are a lot of viewpoints. And yes, there are.
I agree.
I agree. You know, there's a lot of viewpoints to all religions, but... you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, being a nurse, I get a lot more exposure with your regular severe Baptist and religious people that I work with. And it can be quite interesting sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is
true. Because I do know people openly at work.
I just wish everybody would have the same, you know, thing and be open to or in accepting that other people are different in this world and have other. Yes, I'm drinking Monster.
Yeah, we're all drinking Monster. They have red Monster.
You know, there's just so many closed-minded people, and it just really makes me sad because who's better than another to have, you know, and whose religion is better than another? And
mm-hmm.
It drives.
I found with myself Hinduism. An interesting point that they make is the fact that they're a very open religion. It's whatever you do, we ultimately come to the same thing. We are ultimately praying to the ultimate divine being, whether it be Jesus, the Lord and Lady, Ganesh, Horus, who is Egyptian. It doesn't matter. We are ultimately all going. It's all going to lead us to the same thing. And I thought that was a very interesting point in the Hinduism studies that I'm doing.
Yes, I agree. Sorry, I had to...
ADD?
Yeah, because Jess is Amy's co-pilot. I was the co-pilot. She's the pilot.
Oh, okay.
It's a little inside joke yesterday. We saw somebody's bumper sticker. And so-and-so is the pilot. And I'm like, well, I must be Jesus because I'm the co-pilot. I don't know. Somebody said, God is the pilot of this car. And I'm like, well, holy crap, can you get God to drive faster? Because he's not doing it.
All right. This question comes from Kat in the Pair X chat room. She wants to know, is there a way that paganism and Christianity can coexist as a belief system? Like maybe picking and choosing sections from each religion.
There is a term, it's called Christian mysticism. And what it is, it's pretty much taking the religion of Christianity and making it kind of your own religion by adding elements to the religion. Back at home, I know someone who did this, and he did a lot of similar things to being Wiccan, but he summoned angels instead. And he just summoned God as a threefold, and he summoned Mary. So, yes, there is a way to combine Christianity.
All right. Did you hear that, Kat? Yes. If you're listening to Pair X, of course you do. So.
Hey, so smart.
Ding, fires are done.
Yeah, I am on fire tonight, let me tell you. All right, I'm actually debating in my head how I'm going to get all this makeup off because I forgot I don't have any cold cream in the house.
That's going to be fun.
I'm going to look really dead in the morning.
It's going to be like,
there's a zombie delivered my mail.
Cat's like, what in the
cat's like, she's like, look, I'm trying to sleep. All righty. Let's see, where else can we go with this?
I don't know, but I know that we need to...
Yeah, oh, wow, it's already 11:08.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's potty break time.
So we have about 5 minutes before we have to cut for our long break and actually say goodbye to you guys before we start going into the paranormal news and then our updates and our discussions on some other things.
We have to give one more ticket away as well.
Yeah, we have to give one more ticket away.
Because once my brother gets on, do we want to do it now? Because as my brother gets on, you know we got a lot to talk about with that.
All right. Virginia and Char, a number between 1 through 7, what number would you like?
4.
All right. Everybody, you heard it. Caller number 4 to the call number, if you girls want to give that number out.
The call-in number is 910-338-1062. And we're going to put it up in the chat room, and we'll take caller number 4, and you'll get a ticket to the Paranormal Investigators Conference. And you get to come party with us, and it's going to be a good time.
So go! Come on, callers!
You forget there's a delay.
Oh, that's right.
Where are you?
We're like, hurry up, callers!
There's
like,
no, what's going on?
There's not a delay in that room.
There's a little bit of a delay.
Is there?
Yeah, there's about a 10-second delay, and then there's about a 20 to 30-second delay on Parax. So, caller number 4.
One ring a ding a ding.
Ha, 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 ha. All right.
Eric's a dork.
Yeah.
No, that was from Sesame Street, the Count.
That's why I said you're a dork.
All right, and...
Caller
number
1.
No.
Dork.
Geek. Can't help it. I have to do it.
This kitty cat. Which one was it that was it? Char's cat? Is that where we got
this from?
Yeah, this cat is awesome, by the way.
Caller number 2. Dingy, dingy, dingy. Try again.
La, 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 la. Oh, my.
Caller number 3.
We got one more out there, people. Come on.
Where's my phone?
Bring it. Bring it, bring it. Oh, my goodness. Don't do it, Eric. No, not on the microphone. You're going to hurt people.
No, I won't do it.
Come on, caller 4.
Yes, you will.
You know you can do it. I'm plugging my ears.
Oh, no.
Because I'm waiting.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
We're still waiting. One more caller.
Here we go.
And here it is. Caller number 4.
You're not even right, Eric.
That wasn't right. The cat just like...
Cat hauled ass.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Caller number 4, you're on the air live with us. And who are we speaking with?
This is Bobcat, you bandit.
All right. Hey there, Bobcat.
Can
How
you
are you
hear
doing?
Anymore? Oh my goodness.
I'm cold right now. How are you?
A little daft, but hey.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Bobcat, you've won a exclusive, non-expense paid trip to Charlotte, North Carolina to party with us. So what we'll do is just send us on over your email. We'll get that over to Mel, and we'll get your ticket out to you. And do you have any questions for our guest, Virginia Char?
No, but I do need to make a comment.
Oh.
Amy, I love your hair.
Oh, thank you.
She has big hair tonight.
I do.
it's good stuff.
It took forever to do.
So, yeah, just shoot us a private message with your email and stuff, and we'll go ahead and get that on... over to Mel and get that forwarded, and he'll get in touch with you and give you all the good fun details for the weekend pass to the Paranormal Investigator Conference.
Yay!
November 6th, 7th, and 8th at www.ls-pic.org.
Org, not com.
Yeah, don't go to .com. I'm telling you. Unless you're into that kinky stuff and, you know, but Yeah, go to .org.
You don't want to go to .com.
Well, you may want to go to .com, but...
You're forgetting. Guys, you're forgetting. It's me you're talking to.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And you're out there in good old Alabama, correct?
Good old Alabama. Home of, well, the present home of St. Nick Saban. Notice how I say St. Nick.
Bobcat.
All right.
I could not hear that. Y'all garbled right up.
The world is going on. Is
somebody making
something?
So, all right. We'll let you go, Bobcat. Thanks for calling. Hope you enjoy the ticket. We'll see you there.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All righty.
I think it's Char's phone.
No. That was his.
Oh, was it his?
Oh, wow.
All righty then. Well, all right, Virginia and Char, I have to say it's been fantastic talking to you tonight. The chat room has been great. They've enjoyed hearing from you guys and everything. We actually look forward to, of course, we won't see Char on the 31st, but hopefully we'll see you the next week and following that. And, what we'll have to do is I actually need to make sure I get a hold of you sometime this week, Virginia, so we can work on what all needs to be done here at the house for everything ahead of time, so I'm not
running around
like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So. So, once again, I'll put your MySpace information out there into the chat room, and we'll get that out there. And is there anything else you ladies would like to say before we go ahead and get off here?
Well, if anybody's out there, we'll be, Virginia won't be, but a good majority of the group will be in Greenville this weekend at the Witch's Ball on Saturday at 7 o'clock. At the Tipsy Teapot in Uptown Greenville, as they call it.
Ooh, yeah.
Awesome. Yeehaw!
Yeah, I remember seeing that post in my Yahoo mail. So, alrighty. Well, once again, thank you ladies for coming on. It's been our pleasure. Hopefully we didn't scare you away too much and you're like, oh my God.
Show's not over, guys.
No, the show's not over. Everyone's like, oh no, I missed it.
Oh no, yeah, the show's not over yet. Do not go away. The show's not over. We still have a good 45 minutes of airtime to zombie out on you. So, yeah, don't go away, anybody. And once again, if you're listening in Pair X, you can also watch live video at theparanormaltvnetwork.com. So make sure you all stay tuned for that. And once again, ladies, can't thank you enough for coming on with us tonight. And we'll be in touch and talk to you soon.
All right.
Fun talking.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, everybody, we are going to...
It's not my
We are going to take a break. We'll have the banner put up every now and then. Sometimes you never know what
you're
going to see.
We're not doing the limbo tonight.
Yeah, we might just drop the banner. And
poor Amy hurt for a week.
Yeah, I hurt my leg and my back from doing the limbo last week.
So, sit back, enjoy, and we'll have a great time.
With the paranormal news and sports with Eric Shaltes.
All right.
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve, the moon is full. But will she trick or treat? I bet she will. She's got a date at midnight with those four and two. Oh, baby, nearly monster. Oh,
was like love and death.
Thank you.
Hey, Eric. All right, everybody, we're coming back in just a moment here. We're waiting for the...
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Fantastic. Welcome back, everybody, to Sepia RVP Radio. I am the king of the undead, Zombie Eric, and with me, for all you necrophilias out there, the two undead queens of the night, Jess and Amy.
I just
hope you like our little
cross-eyed zombie. Sorry.
Yeah, fantastic. I hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight.
Oh my god.
Oh goodness.
Ready? Pyrotechnics. Ready?
Woo! Look at that.
Woo! All right. Look at the little things. That's
all right. Fantastic. Woo! Yeah, fantastic. All right, we're going to burn the house down tonight. So, yeah, and if that's the case, this will be the last showing of Sepia RVP Radio.
Right. Okay.
Well, never know what you're going to see on this show.
Never.
But
never
Amy?
Well, we are live with our wonderful paranormal news and sports commentator. We have Eric Schaltis with us. Are you there, Eric?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're a little half dead. We need some brains to eat, but we went zombie style this week. So
zombie style, huh?
Yeah, dressed like zombies.
All right,
nice. Some zombie land.
Oh yeah, you guys are on the Paranormal TV Network or whatever, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's perfect. All right, well I'm gonna get started here. You guys ready?
Oh yeah.
All right. I was talking with Amy earlier. I had no clue about this until my wife said something. The Cartoon Network has a new paranormal show called The Othersiders. The Othersiders is about a group of teenage paranormal investigators, sort of like a junior ghost hunters. The first season began airing in June, ran a few episodes, and the show's picked back up and started re-airing on October 7th. The show stars, there's five young kids, all between 14 and 17 years old. There's 16-year-old lead researcher Jackie. The case manager is 16 years old Casey. 17-year-old lead investigator and the lone skeptic of the group, Riley. 15-year-old webmaster Sam and the 14-year-old tech wizard Zachary. The show airs on various nights. It's not on any certain night. They said they mix it up, I guess, to keep the fans guessing. And check it out. It's good for young adults and for adults to go. And on October 30th, they're airing an hour-long special live from Alcatraz. It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Oh.
A couple weeks ago. What's that? It's on Cartoon Network.
I know. The lucky kids get to go to Alcatraz, and we can't.
Oh, I know. That'd be sweet. And do a little investigating. That'd be pretty nice. A couple weeks ago, I told you guys about the new Sam Raimi film about the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a busy man. He's directing a new movie about based on the video game World of Warcraft.
No
details yet. No details have been announced yet, but the game is amazing, so I couldn't imagine a movie. Probably, I would think it would be similar to like a Lord of the Rings type movie. You know, it wouldn't be something you could finish in one movie. He's also directing the fourth Spider-Man movie, which is coming out in March of this coming up year. So the guy's a really busy man. As we speak, in that Yeti movie looked pretty good too. They got a clip of what's look like. Yeah, exactly. This week at the box office, a couple paranormal movies. Zombieland dropped out of the top five,
which
you guys went and seen, you said. Where the Wild Things Are brought home the most money with $32.5 million. And the funny thing about that is 43% of the movie's viewers were 18 and over. The rest were kids, of course, but it just those 43% were just adults that went to see the movie. The other, I think there was like 27% of the viewers had kids with them. The rest were kids going to see the movie. The other movie that's checked in the top five moved up from five to three this week. And Amy and Jess, the lovely co-host here on Sepia RVP, went and seen this movie, Paranormal Activity. What did you ladies think about it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very real.
Yes, and I just happened to look over a couple of times and kept watching Jess jump, which cracked me up because as us being investigators, we were like...
I'm a jumper.
We went in there and we were like, we're gonna debunk. Right. So, like, I was in investigator mode, like, watching everything, and, you know, they did research on this movie.
Right. Well, that, from what I've read about it and everything, they said that they only spent $11,000 on the movie, but all the gist of the money was spent on stuff, research and development and stuff like that to try and make it look real. And you guys had firsthand knowledge because you had something similar to that happen to you this year at your house, didn't you guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was what was really like crazy for me and Jess to sit there and watch it because we were like, holy crap, like. They exactly what we were going through, and it kind of like brought back some weird memories for us where we were like, wow. Right. And they did an awesome job, and we came home and did some research and found out that those two people did not have a script. They were not
scripted. Oh no, it's all ad-libbed, eh?
Yep, they there was only a couple parts that he like coached them through in the movie. The rest he just shot the cameras and let it roll and caught that movie. So it was pretty good. Everyone needs to go out there and at least if you're an investigator, go check it out.
Yeah.
But and like I was saying, this movie's been out for like 3-4 months, and last week it only made like $13 million. This week it came in third, making $31.5 million. It only fell $1 million short of the number one movie. So this movie, now that it's caught on, it's catching on, and it looks like it's going to be bigger than the Blair Witch Project. And this movie, they said it was shot a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't have the shaking camera and all that stuff, but filmed with the same amount of budget. I mean, imagine, it's $11,000 they spent making this movie, and they've already made $35 million, $40 million on this movie. These guys, it's been a pretty nice phenomenon.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty cool because it wasn't anything like Blair Witch, and it actually, like, we felt like we were reviewing evidence at parts in time. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. I liked it. We were a little bummed at the end when we read some.
So you guys are like Siskel and Ebert, give it 2 thumbs up, right?
2 thumbs up right here.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Former Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd's family has strong ties to the paranormal world. I found this pretty cool. Not only did Dan star as Dr. Peter Venkman in the 2 Ghostbusters movies and also in the newly released video game, his father, Peter Aykroyd, wrote a book called A History of Ghosts, The True Story of Seances, Mediums, Ghosts, and Ghostbusters. Their grandfather was the matriarch of the family early 1900s, he was a dentist, graduated from dental school, and they didn't have a lot of pain medication back then, so he used hypnosis to make up for the pain, and his hypnosis led to his obsession into the paranormal world. And Dan Aykroyd and his father, I guess, they go out ghost hunting and all kinds of stuff. I thought that was a pretty interesting little story.
Cool.
Another Bigfoot sighting, this time in Arizona. He probably would be fighting if they find him. Anyway, researcher and cryptozoologist Bob Smallback is in Arizona checking on the 2 most recent sightings. The sightings were less than 5 miles apart in a little small town in southwest Arizona. Smallback found what he believes is a toenail of the creature, believes that the creature was walking through and stubbed his foot on a rock.
We
think it's a toenail. Yeah, exactly. Smallback says that this is probably his best chance ever to prove that the Bigfoot really does exist. Remember the chupacabra we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks? If you guys want, you can go to the Lost World Museum in Phoenix, New York, where it'll be on display until Halloween. The Texas Chupacabra has been stuffed and mounted and will be on display at the Lost World Museum until Halloween. The question still is this the elusive Chupacabra or a manged dog or coyote? If you want, go check it out for yourselves at the museum. Again, it's the Lost World Museum in Phoenix, New York. Speaking of finding elusive creatures, Animal Planet Media polled 2,700 people about their belief in the paranormal world. Over one-third said that they have seen a ghost or have been visited by a loved one. 36% also said that they would like to see a ghost. 36% said they'd like to see a ghost, and 37% said that they hope Bigfoot is found, or at least they would like to see him. 21% said they would want to encounter a vampire or a werewolf. Overall, one-third of the population believes or embraces the fact that there are paranormal presence and unidentified creatures out there. One more quick story. On today's View, this episode of The View, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I'm not a real big View watcher. But no, Barbara Walters...
General Hospital.
What's that?
Do you watch General
Hospital? What's that?
Do you watch General Hospital like your sister?
Oh, yeah. Well, I watch General Hospital, yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
I get a chance to... I'm usually picking my daughter up from school around then, so I don't get a chance to all the time. But I occasionally pick up on the GH. Poor Charles is a nice little area. Anyway, Barbara Walters called out famous psychic Lori Levin, claimed that she was a fraud in a pre-recorded. Psychic reading, Levin told Barbara that her Aunt Lillian, whom Barbara Walters says she's never met, told her things about her aunt that weren't true, and said that she would find something, a message from her on her nightstand, and it never came true. So she pretty much called this psychic out on live TV. She also said that the way, I didn't see the interview, but the way she called her out on how she married her husband. I guess there was some paranormal activity behind that. She said the devil was going to get him or something. She didn't get married. I don't really know. You got to go to the interviews on ABC.com if you want to check it out. I didn't read it that far into it, but I thought that was pretty neat. Barbara Walters calling someone out on live TV. So that's all I got here with the paranormal news. On to the sports world. Kind of a sad note. Early Sunday morning after a victory over their Big East rival Louisville, 20-year-old University of Connecticut junior cornerback Jasper Howard was stabbed to death at a campus event. Howard and another victim were stabbed after they had a confrontation with another group of men in the building. The fire alarm sounded. The two people, the whole place emptied out, and as the two men walked out, they were both stabbed. Two of Howard's teammates were with him, and they comforted the 20-year-old as he died. One held his head, the other one applied pressure to the wound. It was kind of pretty sad event. He left the violent streets of Miami, 20-year-old kid, to get a better life at UConn, and he was a star defensive player. He was their leading tackler. He had two interceptions and a couple forced fumbles that day before he died that morning. Johnny Hood, he's considered a person of interest in the homicide, has been arrested and is being held questioning. It was just a pretty sad thing. I mean, this is what, like, probably the seventh or eighth athlete since I've been doing this show that I've reported has been killed or murdered or suicide or something. So, not a good day for the UConn faithful. Speaking of college football, the first BCS rankings are out, and no surprise, Florida Gators top number one, followed by SEC rival Alabama, then Texas, Boise State, and Cincinnati. The Big Ten's lone team in the BCS rankings is not Penn State or Ohio State, it's Iowa at number six, followed by USC, TCU, and LSU, the alphabet soup of the football world. And finally, Miami rounds out the top ten. On Saturday, there were some pretty good games, a lot of big upsets. Number eight, Cincinnati, doubled up on number 21, South Florida, 34-17. The 1-5 Purdue Boilermakers upset the Ohio State University, and they upset their hopes of a national champions as they beat Ohio State 26-18. At the Red River Shootout in the Cotton Bowl, Texas outdueled Oklahoma 16-13. USC held off a late comeback from Notre Dame 34-24. My wife's unranked Texas Tech Red Raiders clobbered number 15 Nebraska 31-10. It was a magnificent game by the Red Raiders.
Nothing
and,
like
two
the
more upsets
though.
Yeah, not exactly. Two more upsets in the in the top 25. Number four, Virginia Tech lost to Georgia Tech 28-23, and Colorado beat Big 12 rival number 17 Kansas 34-30. In the NFL, the Lions lost again, this time to Green Bay 26-0. Brett Favre led his undefeated Minnesota Vikings over the Ravens in a shootout. at the Metrodome 33-31. The Jaguars were led by Maurice Jones-Drew's three TDs over the Rams in overtime 23-20 on the frozen, slushy, snowy grounds at Foxborough Stadium in Massachusetts. The Patriots demolished. There's no other word for it.
They just zombied their butts.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. That was unreal. They were led by Tom Brady's 380 yards and six touchdowns. Three of those were to Randy Moss, two to Wes Welker. In the battle, the undefeated squad, the Saints crushed the Giants 48-27. And tonight's game pitted the unbeaten Denver, who traveled to San Diego and are currently up. The score's not under 34-23 with 40 seconds to go. Looks like Denver's going to remain unbeaten at 6-0. In the Major League Baseball, I'm going to change the channel right now to look at the game. The Phillies were up 2-1. They were down 4-5-4 going into the ninth inning. I don't know if they pulled it off. I was watching the football game. But anyway, if the Dodgers won, they would have tied the series up 2-2. And the Yankees were looking to sweep the Angels as they traveled to California and got out of the cold weather in New York. But the Angels won game three and are currently losing 2-1 in the series to the Yankees. That wraps up my time tonight on Sepia RVP. If you have anything you want to hear or you have any suggestions on other segments you want to hear, because I'm all out of ideas, write me up at sepiarvpnews@sepianc.com. Otherwise, that's it. And you guys have a nice night. It is the top of the ninth, the bottom of the ninth inning. The Phillies are up, and it's 4-3. So I'll let you know about that game next week.
You know what, though? You forgot a very important game.
Oh, God.
You know what? I was
New Jersey Devils against those Carolina Hurricanes. New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
That game. It was fantastic.
And the Red Wings.
All right.
And the Red Wings.
I have to... Yeah, the Red Wings haven't been doing too good. They've been kind of disappointing lately.
Have they?
But that's all right. They got some new guys on the team that are trying to break in. So, you guys, I'll keep my eye on the Carolina Hurricanes. I didn't know you were a hockey fan. I'll keep you guys updated on that.
He likes the Devils.
I'm a big Devils fan.
Oh, you like you're a Devils fan. So you don't like any of the teams in Carolina, huh?
I can't stand the Carolina teams. I don't know what it is. I've been a Devils fan, though, since I was a little kid. It was the first hockey game I ever went to when they first started the team. They played the Pittsburgh.
Right.
I still have the pennant from it. It's actually hanging in my son's room. Awesome. And I told Amy for Christmas this year, she's going to get a New Jersey Devils jersey with her name on it and a number on the back.
I will not wear it.
And
I won't wear it.
And she'll be
as long as it wouldn't be an Avalanche jersey, I wouldn't care. You can wear a New Jersey Devils jersey. I got a Blackhawks jersey, so.
Yeah, well...
I would never wear... I had to buy my wife... Oh, I didn't have to, but I bought my wife a Colorado Avalanche jersey when we first got married for her birthday. I had to go into the place and give another guy the money. I was like, I can't buy this jersey. The guy looked at me like I was crazy. And I gave the guy the $70 or whatever it was for the jersey. I'm like, here, you got to pay for this. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm a diehard Red Wings fan. My wife's from Colorado. I can't buy this jersey. So the guy actually gave the lady the money and bought the jersey for me and gave it to me. And I walked out. And she still, I don't think she's wore it, but maybe one or two times. But she's got it. So. What's that?
Bobcat in the chat room wants to know if you know if the Thrashers won.
Who did? The Raptors?
No, the Thrashers.
Or Trashers.
The Thrashers. You know what? I didn't even check on any NHL games. Yeah, I can check real quick, but Eric is on the computer, so he'll have to look for himself. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week. You guys have a good time.
All right, you too.
Night.
All right, we'll see you later.
Later, bro. All right, well, shoot. Wow, he left us with like 14 minutes. That's unusual.
We're going to sit here and pick our nose.
There and, I'm not picking my nose.
No, but we can plug away.
It's all wax.
Yeah.
Plug.
All right. Well, who wants to see the girls dance?
No.
I don't want to dance. I'm tired.
We can do limbo.
No. No limbo for Amy.
Eric can do limbo this time.
Leapfrog?
How about that?
No. No. How about...
I spy?
Eric?
What about name this taste?
You ready?
You close your eyes and...
You ready?
Hey!
There we go! That's a fun game, Jess! No!
Back to Pyros?
Oh. Eric, you're gonna burn the computer. That's enough!
Woo! Alright.
Enough! taking the lighter away from Eric.
All right, fantastic. So
I'm going to fall off the chair.
Ah, we always have fun on this show. We try to keep it interesting and entertaining for you. And no, we're not getting the bug zapper out.
No bug zapper.
Yes, Bobcat, I did get your email. I'm not going to give it out to everybody because I don't know who you want to have it or not. I'll just post it up on the bathroom walls at some of the local bars around town.
Yeah.
So,
Unfortunately, Bobcat would probably like this.
Oh!
He'd get some girl attention.
It'd be in the boys' bathroom.
Oh, never mind. Eric!
Well, I'm not going into the girls' bathroom.
Married, Bobcat.
Yeah.
So, all right. Here we go.
Jess is married.
Good to me. I already have it.
A little a little update for next week's show. Of course, we will be dressing up in Halloween costumes since it is the last show of October. And no, Jay, I haven't updated you yet on the Sepia site.
We haven't been home.
We haven't been home.
It's been a busy weekend.
So, but next week's show, we're going to have Reverend Blackheart on the show with us. He is a Satanist. And
that's ignorant.
And you know what? The way it's looking, Josh, so far, I probably will be having to wear a tutu on the show. Because that seems to be the general consensus for the Pick Eric's costume. So, yeah, next week you'll probably see me on the camera wearing a tutu. Now, well, like I said, we have Reverend Blackheart on our show next week. He is a Satanist. We'll be discussing what actual Satanism is and the misbeliefs that a lot of people out there have on that. Mm-hmm. And
he's a paranormal investigator.
And he's a paranormal investigator, and we're going to see how that ties into his investigating.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will want to tune into that show. We may have some more surprises coming up for you. Never know. Never know what to expect. Shoot, I'm sure you didn't expect to see zombies on the show tonight. But that's how it goes. I saw you grab that, so I'm well prepared.
But they don't know.
Okay. They don't know.
Oh my god.
And just jumped. All right.
I love the chair.
So, fantastic.
I got payback for these two, especially him.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
It was the air horn. All right. Fantastic stuff. Awesome. Next.
Oh, shoot. The kids are sleeping. Yeah. It's like midnight.
I was going to say, the kids are like, hey.
Oops.
Yeah, they're all over. Yeah, Jay's been over to the house. He saw the air horns all over the place. He's like, hey. He's like, everywhere I look, there's
dollar store.
Air horns. Yeah. The dollar store sells air horns. It's great.
Yeah, we're all in death because of it. It's so great.
A new way to wake up around our house.
Yeah.
Forget alarm clock.
If Amy's sleeping in, I want her to get up. I just go room with the air horn. Be like, yeah. And she's like,
ah! I'm in a coma.
And so, hey, it's fantastic stuff. Comas, yeah. But, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, Charlotte, North Carolina. Be there. Go to www.ls-pic.org to get your tickets. It's the Paranormal Investigators Conference. Sepia RVP will be speaking there as guest, along with the Sepia team. They'll be there, so you get to see all the lovely ladies. And you'll have many other Pair-X hosts that are going to be there at that convention. Also, you'll have names such as Steve and Tango with Ghost Hunters, Keith Age, fantastic fella, Patrick Burns, Marley Gibson,
Carmen Reed,
Tim Yancey will be there.
Mm-hmm. Psychic Tiff will be there.
Lots of people. So go to that website and all, and make sure you get to check it out and see who's going to be going there. We did give away 2 tickets tonight on the show for the event. I'm not sure if we're going to have any more.
And Josh Clark and Bobcat will be there.
Josh Clark and Bobcat will now be there. And they won the tickets tonight. So fantastic stuff.
Eric is no longer the one that I have to be afraid of. This is not good.
Payback.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't do it. I put it down. That's payback for scaring the living jeebers out of me on Saturday.
That wasn't Jeff, though.
I don't care. You both laughed and made you cry.
I laughed so hard.
I didn't do it. I was sitting on the couch.
But she laughed when she heard the scream.
Everybody laughed.
Everybody laughed. The neighbors are laughing. Fantastic stuff. Okay, so 8 minutes to kill.
You gotta go by rule number 32, according to Zombieland. Enjoy the small things in life. Rule number one, cardio.
Rule number five, do not put on the face.
Rule number seven, limber up. Rule number 69, hesitate strip clubs. These are real freaking rules. You can go to Zombieland and look them up, and it's in the movie, but there's rules. And gotta love the Twinkies. Twinkies rock. Yes.
So,
Starburst, and none of us show up.
So, let's see what else there is. Oh, also, if you out there listening, whether you're on Parax.com or whether you're on the Paranormal Television Network or listening through your Nokia phone or on AOL or Yahoo, or you download our shows off of iTunes, wherever you may be listening to us, send us an email at sepia@sepianc.com. And
rule number one, Silver Wolf. That's cardio.
That's cardio. Yep. Okay.
Rule number three, always wear your seatbelt. Rule number two, double tap.
Okay. All right. I'm not even.
You gotta see the movie to understand. So nut up or shut up.
All right. Nut up or shut up. Fantastic. Like I was saying, send us an email at sepia@sepianc.com with your suggestions of what type of guest you would like to see on our show. What we'll do is we'll try our hardest to get those type of guests on for the viewers. Because we're only here, you know, we dress up like this, we act crazy and all this stuff. One, because we enjoy life and we like having fun. But two, you guys are out here spending your time to listen to us.
And watching us.
And watching us and taking time out of your schedule that we want to please you.
It's just ignorant. I want to be a little bit.
All right.
I made Jess, like, bust into freaking tears last night in the movie because they showed a preview of the Michael Jackson, like, movie that they've got.
Oh, goodness.
And I was just like, that's just it. She just started dying. Everyone around me is, like, laughing. I'm like, hey, did I say that loud?
But, yeah, send us who you want our guest to be, and
or
what
even
we'll do.
The things that you want us to do.
Yeah, or the things you want us to do. If there's
within
any
reason.
Yeah,
right?
Within reason now, because I don't want to have to turn the show into a pay-per-view.
We've had a technologist. We've had Keith Johnson on.
Yeah, we had Keith Johnson on, who was in the first couple seasons of Ghost Hunters. He was on recently. We gave away a couple of his books. But we can try to get some other people. Like, you know, maybe we'll bring John Zaffis on. We actually haven't had him on as a solid show.
Yeah.
We had him on with all the other big dogs that one night for our big show that we called it.
And John Zaffis Raw.
And
Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, Uncle Johnny, because Jess and Amy are John Zaffis' nieces.
Yeah.
So.
You don't know.
Yeah, long story. All right. But, yeah, send us that information. You know, we're here to please you. If you have an idea for the theme of the show that you want, you know, I don't know if you can see it. Like, we have inflatable bats now, inflatable spiders, inflatable pumpkin, inflatable ghost, inflatable cat, inflatable skeleton, and all types of other stuff. So, fantastic stuff. You know, we have lots of props. We're always trying to add to it. We have an inflatable kangaroo coming from Australia from
Rossi.
Our
monkey's napping.
And our monkeys are napping. And the show is just forever growing, and we can't thank you all enough. So,
yeah.
Let's see. What else? What else can we go on?
We can go on and on about everything, but I'm like straight up. You got me.
So not right. I'm taking the horn away.
You got me on that one.
I broke it.
Oh, fantastic stuff.
Well, we do. Speaking, actually, we were talking about it earlier with PJNC. We are having a Halloween party over here at the house in an open ceremony as well.
So anybody who wants to come by, you are more than welcome. If you need the address, go ahead and email us. We'll send that address over out to you. And all that fun stuff. So, I'm reading an update real quick here.
They're asking if you can stay on longer.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be a real zombie in the morning.
We will see how long we can stay on for.
We get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I wake up at 5:30 to get our daughter ready for school and out to the bus stop by around 6:10. Jess, of course, works for the United States Postal Service delivering mail, so she's up and early.
Yeah, that does mean I'm crazy.
Out there taking care of
other people's kids.
Taking care of other people's kids.
That's kind of scary.
So we'll
go like this tomorrow and be like, "Hi, Holly. Who's on that night?" I don't want to talk about it.
I got nothing to say about it.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, if you're on my list of people in the morning, I don't care what time you get up. Around 5:45, you do get a text from me saying, "Good morning, sunshine." And that includes like Alex with Ideal Event Management, Aaron Carver with Sepia Wilmington, Danny with Sepia of Wilmington, and I have a couple more people I'm getting ready to add onto my text list. So,
Josh wants to know, where's a good place to stay in Charlotte? Well, the convention is actually
the Ramada Inn.
Yeah, it's at the
and there is a discount there, Josh.
Yep.
So
go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website.
I think you can book your hotel through that, because of course the hotel is not taken care of with the ticket.
Yeah, you just have to go there. But it's a reasonable rate, so and it's a beautiful hotel. And like I said, if you look at the schedule of everything, it's fantastic stuff. And, you know, that'll be good stuff.
You gotta get your tickets for this. This is like freaking, yeah. Yeah, that's all I can say.
So,
you all better be there.
Ask Mel?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask. You know what? Let me try this.
We're out here.
You guys keep on talking.
All right. We keep on talking.
You guys keep on talking. I want to see.
Going through talking. Wanted to be put on the spot, so I talk.
I'm like fresh out of talk for once.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I'm tired.
I know.
My brain hurts.
It's been a long day. Everybody has been a.
Oh, there is, like, some crazy stuff going on in the chat room in Parax. I don't even want
to. Yeah, there are a lot of people in an uproar about paranormal state and everything. So.
And you know what? It's all just opinion. Everybody has an opinion, and everybody's okay to have an opinion. Nobody's opinion is better than anybody else's opinion.
Right.
And that's why we have those lovely art.
I need more brains, Alex.
I want brains.
Mine got totally sucked out of my mind. A zombie walked by me this weekend and sucked my brains out. So now I gotta find some fresh brains.
I'm not gonna say anything on that one.
All right, what we do? We're not gonna.
I walked into that one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right, we'll do one last song here, and we'll goof off and all that fun stuff. We're gonna have to. Yeah.
I know we're still.
Oh.
We're not going to the break. We're just going to play a song and mess around
with
it.
But Frank is still alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. we're going to end on Pair X.
Right.
But we're going to continue on PTN Network for a little bit. So, Pair X listeners, have a great night.
Love you.
Love you all and whatnot. And, take care. And we'll see you. Come back next week for a great show. Costume party with Reverend Blackheart and Parex. We'll see you later. PTN Network, we have one last song for you, so we'll goof off too, and we expect you all to do the dance with us.